excited and thrilled to welcome you all to the very first episode of Sakshi Rishi podcast. So yes, I'm not lying. Honestly, we did a bit of Googling around and we believe that we might be one of the first beauty podcasts in India. If that's the case, then can it get any better, Urvashi?
Absolutely, Sakshi. We are already so overwhelmed by this launch and I think most importantly, I'm so excited to talk to you guys and discuss a lot more on beauty, makeup, fashion, etc. And I think that this will be our zone, like our chill zone, where we can sort of spill our secrets, have intense, like super intense conversations on different topics. And I was just joking. It's going to be like super casual. Yeah. So don't worry about that. Okay. So I was set to chill and have a wonderful time by being a part of this. But first, let's answer the mystery question, Sakshi, shall we?
Oh my God. I completely forgot that question. Okay. So now it's high time. We have to disclose it. So the answer...
Drum roll.
Are we sisters or are we friends?
And what is the answer? People are waiting for the answer.
Okay. So yes, guys, we are friends.
Ta-da! Okay.
And we have been together since like since class fifth. It's been ages, like more than 15 years.
Wow!
We are together. So we are friends, but then again, we are soulmates.
Yeah, you can say that. We often refer each other as soulmates and maybe our husbands are just your friends. I don't know what to say. No, we love them a lot. But just saying, because we spend so much time together. We have been together more than we have been with our husbands.
That's true.
Oh my God.
That's true.
I just discovered that.
Yeah. Okay, jokes apart. But then, yes, we are together. We love each other. Mm-hmm. And I think, Rishi, how did we start? I think it was volleyball, which made us close.
Yeah, so basically we were in the same school and we sort of got into volleyball. And then
flying together, like she was also working as a crew and I was also flying.
And how can you forget graduation? Basically what we're trying to say is that we have done so many things which were similar. Like which we were in volleyball together, same schooling, and we did like same graduation. So you did law, right?
No. Yes, I was a science student.
Oh, no, and then science. Okay, so basically...
I'm just kidding.
Exactly. So basically, we both were journalism students. We did our graduation in journalism.
Yes, our colleges were different.
Yeah. And university was same. And then we somehow... didn't become a journalist. We ended up flying. So we were, into aviation industry. So we both were doing the same jobs again,
but with
different airlines.
Yeah. But then again, we are speakers. We just, I think this is like one of the quality as in here.
This is also like, this helping.
It's helping us.
Exactly. And after that, we started doing the freelancing thing.
Yes.
And then we got into makeup. And then
Sakshi Urvashi happened.
And it's been a history.
Yay.
We are so proud of ourselves. We are so proud of
everyone. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you too. So it's always good to compliment each other.
Yes.
So I think we are always so proud of anyone who sort of follows their heart and whatever it is. And basically, we have been together since ages. So we are friends, but we are sisters, if that makes sense. So I don't know how to say, like you say, sister from another mother. Like you say brother from another mother. I don't know how to phrase it nicely, but we spend so many hours together in a day doing makeups and things like that. So yeah, and now we are here for the podcast. And how do you feel, Sakshi?
I am super excited. Like I can't even tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Like really, I this is like the first ever Urvashi. It's like,
Exactly. We have come together and we are doing this thing.
Yeah, so what are we talking about? Mm-hmm. Like What's the story? What's the gossip? Are we gossiping? Are we gossiping about something?
Yeah, we should actually. But just to tell you a lot, like what's going to happen in the podcast. Like we said, it's going to be super chill, by the way, guys. So, grab your cup of coffee and, maybe listen to us during your bedtime or whatever. When you're super, whenever you want to sort of have a stress buster. Because we will make sure that you're having the best of time ever. And we'll bring you topics that you always wanted to hear discussions on, or wanted to have, you know, more information on. So what is the topic today, Sakshi?
Okay, so I think we should talk about skin.
All right.
Because this is an interesting topic, and I'm glad, you know, we are here and we are talking about it.
Exactly. Because I think, we are makeup artists, right? And everybody wants to know, okay, what concealer are you wearing? Which lipstick is the best? Which foundation is the best? Blah, blah, blah. I want to have this sort of look. But I think the important or the integral part which everyone misses on is skin.
Skin, obviously. Skin. Yeah, like you know what? People want flawless makeup. Again, we get so many clients and they're like, okay, we want a very flawless makeup. But then they have a few skin issues.
Exactly.
Okay, we try our level best, but then again, how can we, you know, make it like totally
flawless? Like
how should we? Like, really? I think there is a bit of, you know, lack of a bit of awareness among each other.
Exactly.
And we should educate each other. Like,
exactly.
You know?
So, but what I think you are referring to is that everybody wants flawless makeup, and they will show us pictures of, you know, different celebrities, or even if they will show our own work. But the thing they miss out, I'm not saying they have a bad skin.
No,
okay?
Obviously.
You're not trying to be rude, but I think everybody has some skin concerns and skin issues. And if you are aware of those, then it's good. And a lot of people are not even aware.
Like, true.
You know, it's very difficult to find someone who is in their good, you know, 30s or 40s and have a beautiful skin. It's a very difficult thing to find. And I think everybody needs to understand, for a flawless makeup, they need a flawless skin. So the better your skin is, the better the makeup looks.
That's
exactly.
True.
So, what do you think we should start, you know?
I think we should start from the scratch, maybe. As in CTM, maybe.
Oh, yeah. We can touch base on that.
Because this is something which is like the first and primary step for any kind of skin type.
No, I completely agree.
Like, this is something which everybody should know. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys must be aware about CTM. But then, yes, we are just here to add a bit more of in-depth knowledge.
Exactly.
And we're just trying to helping each other. And obviously,
each other, as in you guys. Yeah. You guys can always, you know, recommend something to us. We would love to.
Yes.
And that's how it works. We are a little community, a little fraternity. So we should support. We should spread awareness. I think it's a good thing to start with CTM. So just in case you guys haven't heard of it, and I would just like to touch base on it. So CTM basically refers to cleansing, toning, and moisturizing. So it is for you guys who are confused and sort of not aware to, you know, where to start from. Because I think that is the main thing, Sakshi. A lot of brides, they come to us and they don't know what their skin type is.
Exactly.
Okay, so it is really important to understand what your skin type is. They would say mine is like dry, and we would see so many pores, and then makeup would react something else on it. So I think lack of awareness, like you said,
true,
is one main thing. And so just get to know your skin first, what skin type you have. For example, I'll not go into depth into that side. If you have more larger pores than sort of you have, and you see a lot of like oil throughout the day, it turns on onto your skin, then maybe you have an oily skin. And if you feel that some parts of your skin gets shiny or oily and some part is okayish, then maybe you have a combination skin. And if you think your skin is super dehydrated and you feel, you know, I would say dehydrated, and maybe you feel intense or pressure on your skin when you after face wash.
So yes, I have dry skin, and obviously I try to give my 100%, and whenever I wash my face, so I just feel the urge of to apply moisturizer like instantly. It's like something okay, fine, like you know, if we have issues, we have problems, we should know the solutions to that. So yes,
I completely agree. I think you should know the skin type first, and then sort of know how to, like, you should use specific products for that, you know, because you have different skin types, you have different products in the market. So yeah, so anyway, getting back to the CTM thing where we left, and then we got somewhere else. Okay, so yeah, like I was saying, that if you are new to this world of skincare, and if you do not know where to start from, please invest some time in CGM. So a CGM is nothing, but it's a procedure or to take care of your skin, and it includes cleansing, toning, and moisturizing. So it's a very basic thing. I'm sure 99.9% of you must be aware of it. And even if you're not, then here we are. giving some information, so don't worry too much about it. So yeah, just start with basic CTM. So cleansing is the first step. You always have to make sure that you are, you know, taking off your makeup whenever you apply, twice a day at least. Cleanse your face by cleansing. It basically refers to face wash, yeah, using either a face wash or, you know, any technique, a wipe, a makeup remover, anything which you have been using. Maybe that's something I think most of us do. So do it twice a day, like, you know, after your shower, before going out, and before you sleep at the night as well. So always make sure you're taking off all the nasty things and all everything which is foreign, which is not your skin, makeup, and even the sweat pollution, etc. Get rid of that, like before bedtime, before you start the day. So it's a good thing to do cleansing twice a day. And obviously, please excuse my throat. I need to sip
our throat.
I need to sip my coffee.
Anyway, it's fine.
Okay, quickly. So basically, whenever you cleanse your skin, guys, you sort of do a massage on your skin, and which includes rubbing. Okay, and that's what we want to do, because we want to massage and then rub our skin and then sort of get rid of all the impurities, makeup, whatever. And then what, which is good, which is okay. But when you're massaging or you're rubbing, then sort of what you are doing as well is that you are opening the pores. Isn't it, Sakshi?
True.
You're opening the pores because you want to extract all the nasty things out from that. And also you are disturbing the pH level or the pH level of your skin. So, which most of us are not aware. So to sort of solve that problem, we tone. So next step is toning. And there are so many different types of toners available in the market. I know that's like a basic question, Sakshi. Don't you think so? Like, what product do you go for? What is the toner? What is the best toner? So guys, I wouldn't say buy this brand or buy that brand.
You have to figure out yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, like your skin, and then probably you can do the research yourself. We can recommend few products, obviously, for sure.
Yeah, so yes, everybody has a different skin type. So yeah, if something suits me, it's not sure that it's going to suit you as well.
Exactly.
So yes, we will recommend you, like we can, thousands of products, but then you guys have to do the research yourself. Honestly, it's like the homework part. It's a bit of homework, but then you have to try, you have to experiment, you have to wait, you need to invest time in yourself. Then only you'll be
second hit and try thing as well.
That's true.
So yeah, I think I completely agree with you, Sakshi, because before finding our certain favorite products, we have had certain misses as well. By misses, I mean miss, not misses, okay? So yeah, jokes apart, there are certain hits and certain miss. So before having the hits, you have to go through some bad ones as well. And yeah, sort of just experiment with different products. The one thing which we really, really stress is that always go for brands, you know, read the ingredients. So go for brands which do not have so much of preservatives or artificial fragrance or colors, and you know, just try to figure out that you're not getting nasty things into your skin, because skincare is something which is sort of a part of pampering your skin. It's not makeup. So we even take care of makeup when we even we are so finicky about makeup as well, when we always read the ingredients. So you can imagine about how skincare is important for us. So yeah, getting back to the cleansing part. So yeah, do twice a day cleansing. That's how you can start afresh. And when once you do cleansing, your pores sort of opens up, and to close them back into the original size and to sort of retain the original pH balance, you have to use a toner. Okay, so toners come in different formats. It can be a spray mist, it can be a normal liquid which you can, you know, sort of apply using a cotton pad. And again, different acids are there. Okay, but don't get scared when I say acids.
there are different acids based toner, like glycolic acid is really good for, I would say, acne or the oily skin. That's what I think, because I sometimes get breakouts here and there, and I use a toner which is a glycolic acid based. And obviously, the content is very low. It's less than 5%, so don't worry about that. And it works perfectly fine for me. So maybe it might suit you, it might not suit you. So there are salicylic acid and so many other things. You need to get knowledge first. Read, invest time, and see what suits you, okay? If something is not suiting you, means something is triggering something bad in you. So do not hate the product until you have tried, okay? So that was all about toners. And then once you have toned, a lot of people, Sakshi, what do you think? They have a concern that toners dehydrates my skin.
But then obviously we need moisturizer after that.
Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly. That's the point I think most of us are missing, because
I feel people who have oily skin or maybe dry skin, toners are something which is meant to be used for any skin type.
Any skin type.
People with dry skin come to me and they're like, okay, why do I need a toner? I'm like, excuse me, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, so, because you have different products to cater to your different skin type.
My skin is dry. Like I am extremely dry over my forehead, my chin is dry, but then I still use a toner.
Yeah, but yeah, and but then even if you get a dryness, like a bit of dryness, but at least you're getting a good skin. True. And then you fix it by adding moisturizer. So that is the next step. And obviously, even in toners, you also get hydrating toners as well. Again, experiment with products as per your skin type, like Sakshi said. So to fix the dryness, or even to after toner, there's an important step. No matter what skin type you have, even for oily skin, hydrate, okay? Moisturize your skin. Do not think that I have an oily skin, oil will come throughout the day, I look shiny and oiling AF, and I do not need any moisturizer in my life. No. Okay? I'm sorry, you are mistaken, because if you're not adding that hydration, external hydration, then I don't know how to put it in a nicer way, like, but your brain receives the signal that your skin is getting dehydrated, and then oily skin people, the sebum gets produced even a lot more, which is not good, which clogs your pores, which gives you acne, and it is nasty. So basically, hydrate whatever skin type you have. Maybe you can use like not a thick cream. Maybe you can use a lotion-based moisturizer, which is not very thick. So you can experiment in that sense. But please, guys, at least start with CTM. That's
take
what
care,
we recommend.
Take care right. of your
so
skin, please, take
what
care.
Is your take on this, Sakshi? Like any personal experiences with the clients? Like how do you recognize the skin type or
experience?
Dry skin?
Yeah, exactly. Talking about experience, then you know better. You are always there with me. But yes, a client sits, and then the first thing which we ask, what's your skin type? And then we touch it. We touch their skin. But then, honestly, dryness, flakiness, it's something which is a setback for us. Because it's something which is not reversible. Now the client is sitting
in the makeup
chair.
And,
you know, and they expect, like, okay, we will look pretty. And obviously, they do look pretty. But then, again, this is something which cannot be reversible. And because we have to start it. We have to start our job. We have to start the makeup.
Like, you mean to say we cannot go back and, you know,
we cannot do CTM. We cannot invest time in them. We cannot suggest them anything. So now it's like the time is gone, but then we still have to do our job. So this is the problem which I honestly I face. But then a quick fix to it is that for flakiness is that we exfoliate them. So it's like we cannot start makeup if somebody has dryness, if somebody has patches, and you get to know it's like visible, and if once you touch it, you can feel there is something which is coming out of the skin,
rough,
which is
textured.
Exactly. So exfoliation is one thing which we just ask our staff to go ahead
obviously get some scrubbing done, rub it for like 5 minutes, and then come to us. And then probably like 70% of the job is done. Like, well, obviously the dead skin is removed, and then we are like good to go. Mm-hmm. Half of our task is done. Mm-hmm. But then this is something which is very temporary, Rishi. Like,
exactly.
This is not a permanent solution if I talk about. So this is not permanent, because scrubbing would work just for maybe the event. Mm-hmm. But then after like three days,
agree.
It's gonna become the same. So what after that?
So I think, that's what we, I agree. Completely agree. Exfoliation is like a temporary solution.
Yeah.
So guys, CTM, okay, I'm getting back to CTM. CTM is one thing which you should definitely do. And there is more to it, okay? Serums are there and oils are there. So if you really want to inculcate, if you are already doing a CTM and then you want to inculcate sort of serums into your skincare, then you can do it before the moisturizer. So serums, they are meant to go before moisturizing. So you get a lot of like vitamin C serum, radiance booster serums. So please introduce that to your CTM. You can also use oils. So like Sakshi said, for dryness, introduce oils, beauty oils into your skincare just after the moisturizer.
So whenever I sleep, whenever I go to bed, I make sure that I am applying a good oil on my face. So.
High five, girl. Yeah. I do the same. Actually, we know which product we use. I completely agree. Mm. So yeah, so do a CTSMO, okay? And use a sun protection, right? Because one thing is flakiness, having acne, having open pores, which is because of your skin type, right? Like dryness, oily.
Pigmentation.
And pigmentation is something, a damage. Like you have had a sun damage to your skin because you have not been using a sunscreen. Okay, so which goes exactly after your moisturizing, and you know, you do like CTSMP, like PSA protection or the SPF, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, to introduce, definitely, no matter it is hot weather, it is summers, it is winter, even if you're sitting inside the room, there are tube lights and there are lights, everything is there. So you still get to, you know, skin gets in touch of the UVA or UVB lights, which are, these lights are sort of harsh on your skin. And if you have a protective layer, then you don't get that damage, that much. So here we are talking about the pigmentation. What do you think about it, Sakshi? Pigmentation is one concern as well.
You know what? I believe that a good skin is what you eat.
What you eat. Your lifestyle is one thing. Exactly.
It's something like, obviously skin comes from a good lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have to adopt a good lifestyle. So lifestyle, if I talk about, it's something which you adopt, which you do in your daily routine. So I have some supplements. I eat multivitamins so that, because obviously... We try to eat so many greens. We try to eat everything which is good. Obviously, vitamin C as well.
But micronutrients are always missing.
Something, supplements are a good way.
Agree.
And you know what? Lots of things are reversible. Like people, I've experienced many clients. They just walk in and they like talk to us and like, okay, our skin is damaged. We've got that sunburn, that patch which is there on their face.
Yeah.
And according to them, it cannot be corrected.
Exactly.
But then everything is reversible.
Yeah.
If you are having a good diet, if you're trying, if you're...
Good product.
And if you are taking all those dermofacials and all...
Mm-hmm. Facials are a good thing as well.
Yeah.
You forgot about the facials. I would completely agree. So I'm like a no facial girl. Like I don't get time to do it. And as much as I would love to have it, it's not that much of a routine for me to go out and we have a salon. Come on, like seriously, even we can't get it done like that often. But I do take care of it at home. So I make sure that I'm exfoliating my skin like once a week and, once every 10 to 15. I'm just using any like simple cream, like, any brand which is sort of a mild. And at home, only I do at-home facials with just like quick 2-3 minutes massage, like taking some water and some cream and like a nice brand and just pampering my skin. So facials are a good way. If you can't go out, do it at home. Like, why not?
So I completely agree with you, Sakshi.
So the last thing which I want to say is that okay guys, just love yourself. So if you love yourself, then only you can invest time in yourself.
Exactly.
So it works like that. You need to love, you need to take care of yourself.
Your skin. Because everybody wants to have a good and glamorous makeup. And see, eyes and lips can still be taken care of. But skin is one thing which we always stress on. I think that was the reason why we thought of, you know, sort of
talking about it in our podcast.
I mean, sorry. And this was something which we really wanted to talk about because of the thing. So yeah, just going back what we talked, like talking through, just taking the gist of it, that CTM is one thing you should be introducing. If you already do CTM, then please introduce serums or oils, and always make sure that you're having a sun protection. Okay,
because eat well.
Please you know, if take you have care, a sun damaged skin or pigmented skin, so maybe you have had a bad you know, encounter with sun, and you're not applying the sunscreen right way, you're not eating right, as Sakshi said, you're not gymming enough. So basically a good lifestyle, you know, having okay, by the way, we're not saying we are perfect, okay, we also miss there's a lot of things, but I think it's all about sharing and caring. We're just sharing our information, our knowledge, and we would love to hear from you guys as well. So lifestyle, eating right, low sugar, no junk. Less oil, less bad,
fried
food. Yeah, because I think it sounds really like, you know, everybody talks, it's written everywhere on Google, and we're not, you know, telling them something new, but it actually works. Like, we have had so much of personal experiences. Like, when you cut off all these junks and extra oil or sugar from your diet, your skin, it shows up.
It shows, yeah. And
because, you know what?
And your body becomes better.
Like, exactly.
You'll feel it from inside. Yeah. Obviously, your skin will look prettier, but then this is something which makes you clean. Inside. Something, from inside.
Yeah, because I also think, Sakshi, that, you know, whatever you eat, if your tummy is not good, it will reflect on your skin.
Yeah.
So if you eat, you know what, I would request all of you now, like, even if you're in bed or wherever, just touch your skin now. Exactly. Just feel your skin. Do you feel that, is it smooth enough? If it is smooth, congratulations.
Good job.
Good job, guys. And if you have passed the test. And if you think you feel a texture, you feel some blackheads or pores or dryness or flakiness.
So now you have to wake up
and work on it.
Yes.
Work on it. CTM. Sun protection, SPF, good diet, no nasty food, low sugar, and
exercise. Of course.
And obviously introduce some supplements for that micronutrients thing, but with a good diet, okay? Yes. Not like that. So yeah, these were the couple of things which we wanted to touch base, and we hope, by the way,
we had so much fun. So I was eating lots of stuff.
She was eating a lot, you know. I was healthy, we promise you. She was eating
while she was talking.
And I was having my coffee, by the way. But it was like a casual chit chat with you guys, and we didn't even realize. So yeah, we actually thought it's gonna be like 10 to 15 minutes.
5 minutes. Honestly, I thought it's gonna be like a 5 minute chit chat because it's like the first thing. First step, and we thought it won't be too much, but then can I just see the timer? It's like more than half an hour, Urvashi.
Yeah, so we thought it's gonna be like really formal, and although we wanted to be really casual though, but we didn't realize how the time went away, and it's been almost half an hour. I guess it's been almost in half an hour, and we enjoyed talking to you guys. It was like we have a friend sitting there, and we have somebody else who we are having a conversation with.
Somebody's listening to us. Actually, like, you guys are literally listening.
And we feel so glad.
We really feel good. And thank you so much. Thank you, guys, for listening. And we really appreciate that you have that much of patience.
Exactly.
Sitting at a place.
Thank you for bearing with us. Okay. If we were so, I hope we didn't bore you enough. And you were not bored, I mean. And if you have any feedback, or most important, we want to know what you want to listen from us. Okay.
That's the main thing. Let us know
what you want us to talk about, because we are a chatter box.
We can talk about anything, literally.
Be it makeup, anything in particularly makeup. Obviously, we're going to cover a lot of things by ourselves, but anything you want
to want us to talk about. We are here to, you know, talk about. We are here to talk, and we will be doing that, and we will be coming back with more episodes with lots of love, fun, laughter, and, you know, behind the scenes gossip.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned and see you soon.